Well, I've been working on PNG budgets for at least the last 5 or 6 years, and over time, we've been building up a time series of budgetary information. And what we decided to do was to extend that as far back as we could, and to make it available to everyone to use. Obviously, a budget's really important for any country, but especially for a resource-dependent country like PNG, where the government is 30% or more of total GDP. Budgetary information is key. There's pretty good budgetary data for PNG, but it's presented year by year in the latest budget, and it's not easy to put those budgets together. I mean, it's just time-consuming. They're complex documents. And also, in the last few years, there have been several changes in accounting conventions and rules that make comparability an issue. So we've struggled with all that. Various people have worked on this. In particular, I want to acknowledge Rowan Fox, who's done the bulk of this work. But we have now, we think, got a comparable data series back to 1989. And, we thought rather than other researchers having to go through all that themselves, we'd just make public what we've done.
Well, one of the things that stands out when you look at these budget numbers is that spending per head of population, spending per capita, and also revenue per capita have kept in line with each other, but it's remained fairly static for a long time. The amount of money spent doesn't seem to have gone up over the years.
That's right. So in the database, we put in, as well as the basic budgetary information, we put in information about inflation and also population data. And that enables you to make these long-term comparisons over time. I think it is easy when a budget comes out to get lost in the immediate comparison, say, with the previous year, what's gone up, what's gone down. And the value of this database is that it lets you make those comparisons over a much longer period. And, this is one of the striking results that we found, that both revenue and expenditure on a per capita basis are back today at about 1,500 kina at the level they were at the end of the 80s. Of course, there's a much bigger population. Our population's about double the amount. So total expenditure and revenue has gone up. But for a lot of government services, whether you're thinking about police or doctors, nurses, teachers, for service delivery just to stand still, you need expenditure to increase with population. And you can see from this sort of comparison that really hasn't been the case in PNG.
There's another thing you can't help notice looking at the graph, and that is that for the past few years, revenue per capita has stayed at a certain level, but expenditure per capita is much greater than that. So, in fact, the government's spending more per head of population than it's actually getting back. That's not good, is it?
That's right. I guess that is sort of the LNG anticipation effect with the big LNG project due to come online, and with everyone thinking that was going to lead to a huge boost in revenue. Government started spending that revenue in advance of receiving it by borrowing. Then, sadly, the oil prices fell. This meant the LNG prices fell, and that project just hasn't been anywhere near as profitable as was thought. So we haven't seen that boost to revenue. Meanwhile, you've got a much higher interest burden, which takes away from expenditure that you'd otherwise spend on delivering services or building infrastructure. I think the other thing that makes fiscal pressure really acute now in PNG is that the composition of the spending has changed. And again, with the anticipation of LNG coming online, there was a big shift, a big additional expenditure or big additional commitments going to members of parliament to spend in their constituency under the DSIP program, as it's been called. I think that's one thing to do that, when you're anticipating revenue to go up. But when revenue doesn't go up and you've still got those commitments, that again puts a squeeze on service delivery.